From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Despite slow milk production growth around the world, supply will likely outpace demand in 2019, leaving prices similar to 2018. International FC Stone Dairy Marketing Director Nate Donne tells MilkBusiness.com, at this point, it doesn't look like we're going to see enough of a drop in production anywhere in the world to really drive things higher. He says trade issues and the strength of the U.S. dollar are inhibiting export growth for American milk. Virulent Newcastle disease is on the move. AgNetWest.com reports after multiple cases of the disease were found in California since last May, officials confirmed the disease has traveled across state lines to a small flock of backyard exhibition chickens in Utah. California State Veterinarian Dr. Annette Jones says the state and federal government both have concerns because it's such a lethal virus and so contagious, and that it's very difficult to contain. Nearly 500 backyard and commercial birds have been euthanized so far. The House Ag Committee is taking shape with three newly elected Republican members. According to AgriPulse, ranking member Mike Conaway announced new members, Reps Dusty Johnson of South Dakota, Jim Baird of Indiana, and Jim Hagedorn of Minnesota. Ag Committee Chair Colin Peterson of Minnesota has already named 26 Democrats, including 12 newcomers, 10 of whom are freshmen. The 21-member GOP minority is largely staying the same, except for the three new members and five departures. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.